Good morning, and welcome to a broadcast of The White Way, a public service radio program of Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Our resident minister is the Reverend Bert Sumikawa. He and members of our temple invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you can find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's program is sponsored by the Kie family in memory of Mrs. Tomeko Kishi. Our speaker is the Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Honpan Honganji headquarters. Good morning, Reverend Umitani.
Good morning. January 16, 1263 is the date that Shinran Shonin passed away. The Godensho, which is a biography of Shinran Shonin, describes Shinran Shonin's passing as follows. Towards the end of the 11th month in the second year of Kocho 1262, Shonin became ill. From that time on, he did not talk about secular matters, but only spoke in deep appreciation of the Buddha's benevolence. He uttered no other words, but thoroughly recited the Nembutsu without ceasing. On the eighth day, at the hour of the horse of the same month, lying on his right side, facing west and keeping his head to the north, Shonin breathed his last breath while saying the Nembutsu. He was 90 years of age. Today, we commemorate this day as Ho-onko, which literally means the gathering to repay our indebtedness to Shinran Shonin. Through Shinran Shonin, we encountered with the teaching of Namo Amida Butsu, which is the compassionate calling of Amida Buddha that enables us to live a life of spiritual fulfillment. If Shinran Shonin were alive today and we visit his place to express our appreciation, I wonder what he would say to us. Of course, I have not met Shinran Shonin in person, but I think he would say, "Don't thank me, but thank Amida Buddha." Instead of saying thank you, say Namo Amida Butsu. If I say I want to talk about how Shinran Shonin lived his life, then he would say, "Don't talk about my life, but talk about why Amida Buddha made the primal vow." Probably, Shinran Shonin would not stand right in front of us and receive all the credits of sharing the Nembutsu teaching, but maybe he sits right next to us and places his hands together to Amida Buddha with us. As the Gatha in praise of Shinran says, "By yourself in joy of Dharma, you are not alone. And when two of you rejoice in Dharma, think that three do. When you find true happiness, there's one who smiles with you, and that caring presence be none but Shinran." One of the characteristics of Jodo Shinshu is the spirit of Ondobo Ondogyo. This is a term for the people who share the aspiration for enlightenment and who together walk the path of the Dharma. It has come to be especially associated with Shin Buddhists. It suggests a strong sense of community, which is bound by Amida's compassion, which excludes no one. Shin Buddhism recognizes no distinctions in clergy and lay, sexes, social standing, learning, intelligence, or moral goodness in matters regarding enlightenment. Shinran Shonin himself said, he had no disciples, even though there were many followers who received the Nembutsu teaching under him. Instead, he called everyone, his fellow practitioners or fellow travelers of the path to the Pure Land. The reason why Shinran Shonin said, "I do not have even a single disciple," is that he always considered himself as a disciple of Master Honen. Shinran Shonin said, "Having entrusted myself to Honen's words, I decided I would go any place where my teacher was going. I'd have no regret, even if that destination were hell." Honen Shonin taught Shinran Shonin that those who recite the Nembutsu are all children of Amida Buddha. Amida Buddha is a Buddha who promised to embrace all the living beings equally with infinite wisdom and compassion. Amida Buddha promised, "Until you attain perfect peace and happiness, I will not attain perfect peace and happiness," and selected the single practice of Nembutsu as a practice for our attaining birth in the Pure Land. It is Amida Buddha's primal vow that is making us say the Nembutsu. If the Nembutsu is something Shinran Shonin created, then he would be able to call his people as his disciples, but it is not. Shinran Shonin understood that both he and people around him are all equally the primal target of Amida Buddha. Therefore, they are not his disciples, but his brothers and sisters. Shinran Shonin taught us that those who walk the path of Nembutsu will gradually be nurtured to revere and respect one another as fellow practitioners. Whether clergy or lay, young or old, intelligence or not, we are equally embraced by Amida Buddha and sharing the joy of Namo Amida Butsu. And I feel that this spirit of Ondobo Ondogyo, or inclusiveness, must be practiced in our daily lives, especially today. We have our own individuality and diversity, but that must not become a cause of our conflicts, injustice, and discrimination, but must be led to our mutual understanding and harmony. Gomonshu, the spiritual leader of the Jodo Shinshu Honganji denomination, mentioned, "We tend to think that our own perspective is the only one that is right and justified. This is what causes conflicts to arise. When we arm ourselves and attack others, the peace that might be gained from it will never last long. We can easily become exclusive and hostile to each other, and this self-oriented tendency is the cause of our suffering. But the spirit of Ondobo Ondogyo enables us to see the whole world as our community and cultivate a sense of empathy and aloha for one another. The spirit of Ondobo Ondogyo, or fellow travelers within Amida's infinite wisdom and compassion, enables us to live in a larger and larger circle of inclusiveness by considering other people's joy as our own, as well as other people's suffering as our own." Dr. Alfred Bloom wrote, "In this age of individualism and institutionalized selfishness under the term competition, the vow of Amida tells us that we all depend on each other. It is the responsibility of Jodo Shinshu to make real the ideal of interdependence in our modern world. The future development of Jodo Shinshu in American society depends on our realization deeply that we are an organism, not merely an organization. A lively sense of tariki and interdependence will overcome our regional divisions, personal conflicts, and lack of clear vision as to the meaning of Jodo Shinshu." Amida's vow that says, until you attain perfect peace and happiness, I will not attain perfect peace and happiness. Shinran Shonin taught us that we are always receiving this calling voice through Namo Amida Butsu. Let us continue to listen to this calling voice of Amida Buddha. Let us encourage ourselves to live our lives in accordance with the Buddha's vow with a sense of gratitude. And let us share with others the joy of living in this non-judgmental and all-embracing compassion of Amida Buddha. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Umitani, for your very timely message for our times. We have music and Buddhism coming to us, presented by Life Songs, an event where participants think about life and peace through listening to acoustic guitar music by Jodo Shin ministers from Japan. Performers will share a message about life and peace through a Buddhist perspective, and participants will have an opportunity to contemplate about their life. There are two performances, one on February 17th, Saturday, from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. at Moiliili Honganji, and February 18th, Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 12 noon at Hawaii Betsuin. Also, this Sunday is a special program to honor Project Dana and its volunteers. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Kiei family, and our guest speaker, Reverend Umitani, thanking you for listening and inviting you to join us again next week on The White Way, when our speaker will be Mrs. Nancy Shimamoto, our Kyodan president. Namo Amida Butsu.